La 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 la.
Hello friends, our groups on duty today are Natania and Tel Aviv 2. We will read an excerpt from Rabash according to what is explained concerning love, thy friend as thyself. By assembling a few people who agree that they have to achieve the love of others, when they annul themselves before one another, they are all intermingled. Thus, in each person there accumulates a great force according to the size of the association. And then each one can execute the love of others in actual fact.
Netanya.
Good morning. What excitement to see all the friends. What a force of love you can feel. And in order to increase it and help the whole world lead to enter the lesson in high spirits with a warm atmosphere, let us apply Obash's advice. Each friend describes how great the friends are in his eyes, and it's okay to exaggerate in acting it out. Again, each friend describes how great the friends are in his eyes, and it's okay to exaggerate and even act it out in an exaggerated way.
Well, this is the easiest question we had recently. I don't have to exaggerate or act it out because in my eyes you're so great because you connect me with our goal. You connect the Creator to my whole picture of reality. And when I don't have the strength, when I don't have a mind, when I don't have a heart, I come to you and you resuscitate me.
I very much agree with Owen. Seeing the friends as great becomes easy. What's important in the 10 is that we always have this magnification of the importance. You see how friends, above everything the Creator sends them in corporeal life, they rise above it. They maintain their schedules, their framework, and they continue the advance. And every day you get more power to advance.
I see how devoted the friends are to the path, how much they invest themselves in dissemination, in connection. It is important for me to hear every word that comes out of their mouth. I want to be with them, to be with you every moment. It hurts me when I miss a meeting. You are the greatest of the generation.
In recent times, I feel this fear that I might be pulling the friends back, delaying them. That I might be like a weight weighing them down. And it's real fear, because the greatness that I feel that my friends in the ten have, well, I don't even need to really work on myself to feel their greatness. It's very impressive, everything you're doing. Thank you.
First of all, I join everything the friend said. And one more thing that I noticed in the 10, in this 10, is that each time there is someone who is putting on the glove, pushing forward, and it's his turn to shine. And the result is that there are no slowdowns. I have not yet reached such a state where there is a 10 that seemingly has no crisis, seemingly it has no dissent. And it's not because we're not going through states, but it's because there's always someone who lifts the stretcher, puts it up on his back and carries it and says to everyone, follow me, and everybody hears and they do it with their whole heart because they know that now you can get from this friend forces. Truly, it's beyond any possible physical investment that the friends are doing. You see that everyone is here with their heart, giving their heart, giving their soul. They know why they're here.
Second excerpt, Rabash writes in the article concerning the importance of friends. If one has love of friends, the rule in love is that you want to see the friend's merits and not their faults. Hence, if one sees some fault in one's friend, it is not a sign that his friend is at fault, but rather the seer is at fault, meaning that because his love of friends is flawed, he sees faults in the friend. Therefore, now he should see not to his friend's correction, rather he himself needs correction.
A second question for an active workshop. How can we use correctly the states that are being revealed in order to strengthen our connection and our adhesion with the Ten? Again, a second active workshop question. How do we use correctly the states that are being revealed in order to strengthen the connection and adhesion in the Ten?
The states that are revealed, to use them correctly, that's only if we pray to the Creator, if we bring Him into these states. If we try to calm things down, to make things comfortable, that doesn't work. You need to seek the Creator, to ask it of Him.
Yes, I agree. A common prayer opposite these states that are actually a reflection of us inside of the ten, what we have to correct. A common prayer, that's a must.
Yes, because in every state that's revealed is revealed from above, and us here from below as a ten want to catch it and to work with it together. And each time it's through a different friend, and it's always between us. If we take it and rush these states towards prayer, then we strengthen each other and we give each other the power to overcome, which we accumulate and put in the center of the ten. And with every subsequent state that comes, we're more connected, stronger, and we justify the Creator as the one who gives us these states in order to overcome them together as a ten.
We start, first of all, by ascribing it, even before we understand what we're going through, to the Creator, through the connection between us. We start to rise to this level, which is above the state that each one feels this way or that way. And out of this one common unit, we advance to yet another degree of connection. And we discover more states that truly he's a partner in our path and he's not going against us. Rather, the connection enables us to see the true picture of the good who does good.
All states are opportunities for us to add to our connection. It's simply an addition of coarseness to the connection that we build, that we'll be able to build it on a higher state than the current one.
Yes, I wanted to add that we have no choice about the states that are being revealed. However, with the way that we relate to those states, we do have a choice there. So then we can determine that there is none else besides him, his good who does good, and everything should bring us ultimately through the friends to adhesion with him. And the one who is helping us to keep this view, this thought, it is us helping each other through the example, through the connection we build between us.
Yes, these states don't have to be something big, bombastic during the day. It can be right now in the lesson. Every tiny disconnection during the lesson is a state which I feel obligates me to connect more, to adhere more through all of you. So let's try to be tighter together, bring contentment to the Rav, the friends, the Creator.